Hi, I'm Henry Reinga, and back with you, talking today about God's creational design. Before we can really understand how our sexual desires and identity connect to ministry and victory, we must know that God created our sexual desires as good. We read that God created humanity with the desire for sexual intimacy to populate the earth. He created sexual intimacy to be practiced in a lifelong marriage. Genesis 1 verse 28, God blessed them and said to them, "Be fruitful and increase in number, fill the earth and subdue it." Genesis 2 verse 24, "For this reason a man will leave his father and mother and be united to his wife, and they will become one flesh." In the world of philosophy, Christian philosophy, there will be a discussion about the pre-fall types of activities, because they are core to the creation of image bearers, male and female, the living souls, the nephesh, as they're called if you study Hebrew here. But no, that's very important in this discussion, because sexual intimacy is hardwired in the pre-fall identity of human beings like you and me. So the desire for sexual intimacy is strongly crafted inside our very person. The desire for sexual intimacy is a pre-fall, hardwired desire that God put in humans to populate the earth. But not just to have that population and animal alone-like urge, but to do it in intimacy. To do it with husband and wife, male and female, that it is both pleasurable, and in that unity of husband and wife, that's where children are born. So that's a pre-fall setup that every human has, given by God. Now, there was some other pre-fall hardwirings that occurred. One was the wisdom to create, produce, work, thrive, and survive. In Genesis 2 verse 15, we read, "The Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to work it and to take care of it." So, our work is a pre-fall, hardwired truth about you and me. We want to produce. We want to do something. We want to create something. We were made in the image of God. He created the heavens and the earth. We want to be part of creating something special with our lives. Purpose. So that purpose is hardwired in all humanity. Eating. I don't often think of eating as hardwired. Genesis 2 verse 16, "And the Lord God commanded the man, 'You are free to eat from any tree in the garden.'" There were two trees in the garden that were of special note. One is the tree of life. Adam, Eve were free to eat of that. And the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And that's another story. We'll get into that in our next session. So eating is something hardwired. But one more thing, and I mentioned that just on the last slide, being together in intimacy. Genesis 2 verse 18, "The Lord God said, 'It is not good for a man to be alone. I will make a helper suitable for him.'" Now, what the intimacy thing was interesting. You got a helper for work and that purpose, but also intimacy for sexual union and for the population of the world. So these are all hardwired things. Now, being hardwired, God also created them pleasurable. So to actually like think about pleasure in eating is easy to do. How hungry when you are and how pleasurable it feels when you eat something you really like. Sex is very pleasurable. And it was in the pre-fall state. Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden enjoyed sexual intimacy and it was pleasurable. And they felt no shame. When it comes to their work of naming the animals and setting up a world, developing a world, and being a steward, a deacon of a new world, all of that was pleasurable. God hardwired our bodies and spirits for working, creating, subduing, eating and drinking, and intimacy. All of this is wonderful if love and service is the operating system of our souls. So God sets up all of this. Now, I want to really make a really important point here that is going to come up later in this course, that this all was good and it was all pleasurable. You and I, in our deepest brain hard wiring, and as humans before the fall of sin, we find pleasure that is the release of dopamine, which we're going to talk about in a little bit. When our work is getting done, our stomachs are filled, and our intimacy needs are being met. So, the first key understanding in overcoming sexual sin is to understand that we have to look at this as something very core and deep inside of the hard wiring that God did in creation when He created a man and a woman and He put them on this earth. So to address this in a compassionate, in an honest, in a self-aware way is vital important as we think about ministering with victory over sexual sin.